Good morning, I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. The founder of a U.S. Navy contracting firm is scheduled for sentencing today for his role in a long-running kickback scheme that cost the Navy some $18 million. Anjan Dudagupta of Roswell, Georgia, started Advanced Solutions for Tomorrow, a company which had offices in Middletown. Dudagupta pleaded guilty to bribery in a scheme that involved funneling millions of dollars to civilian Navy employee Ralph Mariano and others. Mariano, the alleged mastermind of the scheme, began serving a 10-year prison term last week. State lawmakers are considering how to strengthen Rhode Island's prescription drug monitoring program. As Rhode Island Public Radio's healthcare reporter Kristen Gourlay reports, lawmakers and the Department of Health say there are too many gaps in the current system that allow people to abuse prescription drugs.
Monday marked the first meeting for a commission that will examine how to boost Rhode Island's efforts to track prescriptions for painkillers and other controlled substances. Rhode Island already has a prescription drug monitoring program. Prescribers don't have to participate, but if they do, they can look up every prescription a patient has filled at any pharmacy, and that could help them detect patterns of abuse. But State Representative William O'Brien, who convened the commission, says the program doesn't include data from enough sources and misses prescriptions people might pay for in cash.
We're trying to get rid of the loopholes by trying to make it more effective. It may not need a completely new bill, but we might need to strengthen parts of it.
Department of Health Director Michael Fine says he agrees there are some gaps in the system, including the fact that data is on a two-week delay. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
The town of North Kingstown has agreed to pay $7 million to the family of a man who died of injuries after a police shooting. Police shot 18-year-old Mark Kilcline 9 times after they say he refused to put down a steak knife. Kilcline was paralyzed for 4 years before he died in April of this year. His attorney, Miriam Weizenbaum, says it was a clear case of excessive force.
There's a huge gaping hole where Mark Kilcline used to live, and that's a very, very deep loss for the many, many people whose lives he touched.
A grand jury cleared the officers involved of any wrongdoing. Weizenbaum says if it is approved by a judge, most of the $7 million settlement will be eaten up by medical bills. Prosecutors say the girlfriend of former New England Patriot Aaron Hernandez lied to a grand jury nearly 30 times during the investigation into a murder charge against Hernandez. The Herald News of Fall River reports the accusations are laid out in a court document filed Monday. The document explains a perjury charge against Cheyenne Jenkins. She has pleaded not guilty to the charge. Aaron Hernandez also pleaded not guilty and remains in jail while awaiting trial. He's accused of orchestrating the shooting death of Odin Lloyd, who was dating Jenkins' sister. And Emerson College in Boston will offer a live webcast today of the renaming of its School of Communications in honor of movie anchorman Ron Burgundy. Actor Will Ferrell, who plays Burgundy, will attend the event in character as part of a series of stunts promoting the sequel to Anchorman. Ferrell anchored a newscast as Burgundy in North Dakota this weekend, and he then went on to Canada to help cover curling trials there.